It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 12, 2018. Today is the birthday of American author Charles Dudley Warner, born in Plainfield, Massachusetts in 1829. He is best remembered today as a close friend of Mark Twain, with whom he co-wrote the novel The Gilded Age. Warner was born of Puritan descent, and when he was 6 years old, his family moved to Charlemont, Massachusetts, where he remained until he was 14. Charlemont was the scene of the experiences he pictured in his study of childhood, Being a Boy, published in 1877. He then moved to Cazenovia, New York, and in 1851 graduated from Hamilton College in Clinton. He worked with a surveying party in Missouri, studied law at the University of Pennsylvania, practiced in Chicago in the late 1850s, was assistant editor and then editor of the Hartford Press. After the press was merged into the Hartford Courant, he was co-editor with Joseph Hawley. In 1884, he joined the editorial staff of Harper's Magazine. Warner traveled widely, lectured frequently, and was actively interested in prison reform, city park supervision, and other projects for the public good. He was the first president of the National Institute of Arts and Letters, and at the time of his death was president of the American Social Science Association. He first attracted attention with his reflective sketches entitled My Summer in a Garden, published in 1870, which were popular for their abounding humor and mellow personal charm, their wholesome love of outdoor things, their expressive comments on life, and their delicately finished style, qualities that suggest the work of Washington Irving. In 1873, Warner and Mark Twain published The Gilded Age, which gave that era of glorification of wealth and lavish superficiality its popular name. Warner was also known for making the remark, "Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody ever does anything about it." This witty quip was quoted by Mark Twain in a lecture and is still commonly misattributed to him. Warner died in Hartford on October 20, 1900, and was buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery with Mark Twain acting as a pallbearer, and their mutual friend, the Reverend Joseph Twitchell, officiating. All three men were described as being blessed with an exuberant sense of humor and a profound understanding of the frailties of mankind. The citizens of San Diego so appreciated Warner's flattering description of their city in his book Our Italy that they named three consecutive streets in the Point Loma neighborhood after him. There's Charles Street, Dudley Street, and Warner Street. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 12th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.